Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For the past 35 years, South Carolina has been home to a three-day celebration of our entire region's wildlife and nature through fine art, conservation education, sporting demonstrations, and more, boosting our economy by an estimated $50 million. Jimmy Huggins is president and CEO of the Southeastern Wildlife Exposition, coming to Charleston February 17th through the 19th. Jimmy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Share with us a little history here of this festival.
We started 35 years ago, 1983. We started with about maybe 60 artists and another 100 exhibitors, probably around 4,000 to 5,000 people attending. We've grown to an estimated 40,000 plus attendees each year, 100 plus artists and another 300 exhibitors. And it really was modeled after a show in Maryland, which is a much smaller show than ours.
Well, share with us some of the highlights for this year's event.
As usual, we'll have the Birds of Prey. We'll have the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary folks in from Florida. We have Jeff Corwin, who's a television personality that a lot of you will know. We generally alternate between somebody like Jeff and Jack Hanna. This year, Jack is off, so Jeff is coming in. We'll have the Dock Dogs over at Brittlebank Park. We have another pool over there that dogs will be swimming for speed. We have tremendous artists coming in from all over the world, literally, that will be hosted at Charleston Place Hotel. We have the Gear Yard Center, which will host exhibitors of other sorts, including handmade items.
And how do you determine which artists get to present and you know, which art that the attendees will see?
We have a juring committee, and each year we accept applications. We invite roughly 75% of the artists back from the previous year, and then we fill those other spots with people that have juried. It's really what will fit in with the show. We try to make sure the art covers a lot of different subject matters, a lot of different genre, and we just sort of fill in the gaps through the juring committee that way.
I mentioned in my introduction that there will also be sporting demonstrations there. Tell us about that.
That's true. We have fly fishing demonstrations, retriever demonstrations. The Birds of Prey obviously will be flying at Marion Square. The other demonstrations are over at Brittlebank Park.
Dock Dogs competition. What is that?
It's really a national company that comes in, and they have competitions across the country of dogs that can jump the farthest from a set dock. We bring in national competitors, and also we have local competition. And it's basically how far your dog can jump. It's quite entertaining. People love it over there. That's one of the things we get questioned most about, actually.
And for the cooking demonstrations, the chefs that will be there, will they only be presenting meals that are from wild game?
Not necessarily. We have local chefs from local restaurants. The Department of Agriculture puts this together under their purview, and the local chefs will prepare something that they think that the folks would like and give out samples of it.
And the challenges facing wildlife these days, will any of these be addressed at the exposition?
We do. We support a lot of conservation groups through our event by giving them space. Ducks Unlimited is a huge beneficiary of what we do. They have their own event under our umbrella, and it turns out it's one of the largest events they have in the country. All the national folks will be coming in this year. They bring in a lot of their sponsors and donors, and it's just something. We have a conservation village that's at Marion Square, and we set up a tent and provide space for all of these different groups to explain what is needed to preserve and protect and conserve wildlife and habitat.
Well, Jimmy, once again, the dates of the upcoming Southeastern Wildlife Exposition in Charleston.
February 17, 18, 19. It'll be this coming weekend.
Well, Jimmy, thank you so much for visiting with us today, and congratulations on 35 years.
Thank you very much. It's been a long time, and we've enjoyed every bit of it.
Jimmy Huggins is president and CEO of the Southeastern Wildlife Exposition. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.